ہوئے ہیں. نیند آواز ہوئی adjustments can be made. Last time I spoke to you, I asked what you had gained in the past year of your time. This time, my dear friends, we will ask once more. Now you have had time to consider fully what achievements you have gained spiritually. Then I will speak with you individually to tell you what indeed you have gained and how much you have won.
Should we go around individually?
I will leave that to you, my dear friend.
I would just like to say that the person that you're using, I did ask her before we came in, and she said she felt closer to spirit than this year than before. So that was highly. Same as before, really, but I feel it easier, much easier not to judge people, to perhaps try and understand a different way of looking at things so that I don't get angry. Sometimes I do judge a little bit, but I try to bite my tongue and think, no, I shouldn't be thinking this way. Generally find it easier to understand people, to see, try and look at things in a more spiritual way. So from that point of view, I think perhaps I'm understanding spirit a little more than before.
Yes, I would agree with you. But what you have achieved is the strength of heart. You have given way and learned how to deal with what you call emotion. What you indeed are learning is to be compassionate without all the emotional garbage that belongs to humankind. We see your light get stronger and stronger. But still you have nagging doubts, which you are now beginning to judge for yourself and realize that you must accept some things even without the answer there in front of you. And this, my friend, is what you are achieving.
I feel that I've learnt much from your teaching. I've learnt to being peace and love to all people, because for one reason we are all one. I think I've extended the feeling of spiritual humility, and I think this links to the realization that each one of us is so small, one iota of soul, and the soul being but one in a sea of souls. And yet we are all one. The full realization that we are linked and are such a very small part. I think this sort of realization has become much greater.
Yes. You, my dear friend, have pondered, wondered, been in awe for so many years. But yes, you are correct when you say the realization of what being truly spiritual means has indeed touched you in this past year of your time. You need to look with eyes from within to find the truth, to find the meaning of all life. And this, my friend, you have begun to take steps upon the ladder. You will never be a great communicator in the sense that each one of you understands. But that inner knowledge is what you have and what you hold dear. And your pathway, my friend, is to do just as you have been doing. To spread the word through your speech and through your writing.
Yes, I feel this quite strongly. Yes, thank you.
I said that on again. You shouldn't say that. I think I'm feeling more comfortable with myself now. And I think there's a direction beginning to open up. I still don't know what that direction is really, but I feel there's a momentum building.
You look too hard. rather than to allow that spirit to be gathered and to be utilized in the way that it can. You of gentle soul have more understanding than you realize. You tread a pathway this time where your spirituality begins to come forth into the physical ear. You have spent many lifetimes isolated in lonely thought. But in this lifetime, you must go forward. You must make communication with those who stand close by in order that you see the purpose of your pathway.
Yes.
But you have grown much, my friend, even if you are not fully aware of it.
Thank you. Yeah, that's very clear.
I believe that I probably spent the year getting to know me and my spirit first. I've looked inwardly a lot more than I think I've ever done before. And I found looking inwardly, getting to know myself, help me understand and have an empathy towards other people stronger than I've ever felt before. So that's what I think I've learned to share.
Yes. You have quietened the busy mind that belongs to physical living. At last, you know that to be in stillness and quietness can reap many rewards. And for you, my dear friend, this is an achievement that the spirit has gone forward and will continue to do so, provided that free will continues to desire it to do so. As always, you know, free will is dominant within human life. And all I would say to you, my dear friend, is that as long as the desire remains, there is no reason that you should not continue to go. But one small word to you before I leave, and it is this, that still there is with you too many, what is the term you use? Hang-ups from pastimes. I would, if I may, suggest that you focus and try to work upon this if you are to fully develop those spiritual senses.
I feel a much deeper fulfillment in many areas of my life now. And I know, there's still a lot, long way to go, but I feel this year has been an important year. And I can't say in which particular way I've grown, but the sense of joy and fulfillment, which is often there, tells me that I have grown.
Yes, and that is your achievement, that you have that knowledge. You have that feeling of knowing. That belongs to the spirit and not to the physical existence. You have said the words that I would have said to you. That it is a spiritual knowledge that you cannot place your finger upon. But you know that something has happened.
Yes.
You also, too, are learning that you need more than yourself for life to help you to grow.
Yes,
you need the conditions which surround you at this present time to make you stronger.
I understand, yes. You mean to draw the help from others,
Yes.
Instead of offering to take, to accept from them,
Yes.
Yes.
It is available to all, but do not forget that the human living is also part of the spiritual growth. You cannot separate the two. And this applies to each one of you, not only to our dear lady friend.
Yes, so what you're saying is the conditions we find ourselves in are necessary, even though we may not like them always. They're necessary for us to grow.
Yes, always I have said to you, it is the times of trouble and stress and woe, which is when you grow more spiritually. So, do not look upon these times of darkness in your lives as anything to be avoided, but rather to give thanks that you have been given the opportunity.
And it's true too, if we don't resist them, they don't usually persist.
Yes, exactly. Yes, your understanding of this is good.
But I feel so contented with my life now. This last year has been a year where I've appreciated my friends more and understanding my spiritual life. And I'm so happy within myself, and sometimes I think I shouldn't be, but I am happy. I don't know whether that's the right thing to say.
Yes. What is happening is that the spirit is reflected in the physical living. And that happiness that you feel is the spirit shining forth. Remember how the spirit is will be reflected into physical living in one way or another. So continue to grow in your own way. After all, each one of you has your own pathway to follow. And if I bring a seed of comfort to you to help you upon your way, then indeed my task also is being achieved.
So, I don't think we should have
No, I don't she has all.
Yes.
And although her physical living is at times much too busy, shall we say, still is she growing stronger with more knowledge. And I am sure that she will tell you when she can that she has experienced more spiritually at this time than ever before.
Yes.
You can confirm it with her.
Well, for myself, I've realized, especially in the last few months, the lessons we're here to learn. Emotion does get in my way, I feel, perhaps too much. If I could stand back from things a little more, it may help. Yes, the learning for me, I think, is still going on.
Yes. Again, I would say to you that you have grown much since you have been doing this task, shall we say. Your light grows brighter. But yes, you are correct when you speak of emotions controlling you at certain times. But again, you are human, as all of you are. But the secret is that you must control the emotional body in order for the spirit to go forward. This is not a criticism, nor is it a judgment. But it is said, my dear friend, to help you. And when times are indeed stressed, as they are in all of your lives at some point, then I say to you, go to the quiet space within, and you will be uplifted, guided, and helped in order that you can deal with any situation. I would like to say this to you, my friends. You may wonder why I have asked you all what you have gained in this past year of your lives. You would say, but surely they would know how we have grown. But of course we know. But we have found, when working with you humankind, that to voice what you feel, to experience amongst one another, is food for thought to all the others. It is an exercise in speaking forth on your own growth.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Regarding tears and crying, is it, would you say it's healthy to ease the pressure sometimes when you're... It's something I've always wondered, because I know not everybody cries. Not all women cry, for example. Do you think it's healthy if it's quiet and it's alone and you are relieving stress?
It is neither healthy nor unhealthy.
Mm.
You must go by each individual.
Ah, depending on the individual.
Yes. Some individuals have more emotional capacity Mm-hmm. I am not saying whether that is good or bad or better or worse.
It's just the nature.
It is the nature of the individual. If tears release tension, then I say, what harm can it do?
Yes, thank you, that answers me.
It is, of course, emotional and belongs to the physical.
Yes.
But, you know, the spirit also feels, and that belongs to the spiritual. There is a difference, and perhaps I may suggest that that is something you may wish to ponder upon and ask for guidance and help in receiving the answer. In that way, you are growing and you are also developing and helping further knowledge of what you feel. Do you understand?
Yes. I think what you're saying is that with greater detachment,
yes,
it becomes less necessary.
Yes.
Because then there wouldn't be oversensitivity to,
yes,
darker energy.
If the spirit was to the fore, then there would be no reason for the tears.
I understand, yes, that makes sense. That's what I'm...
Yes.
That's what I'm... Yeah.
But what I would say to you all this time, and I will not speak for too much longer, is this, that the past year of your earthly lives and the years ahead are most important ones, not only for you who have knowledge and understanding, but for all of the planet Earth. There are many of us, as I have told you previously, who have come to help this planet. But what I say to you, my dear friends, is this. There is the potential upon this planet at this time in its evolution for spiritual growth on all people. This cannot be denied. At this time of development, there has to be progress, and it is happening now. So I say to you, my dear friends, take this opportunity, take it whilst it is there, in order that you can gain and grow to the best of your ability. There are many who surround you to help you upon your way. There are many who surround the planet to support and to uplift. There are those beings, such as I, who talk to you now, who come to many to give knowledge and advice. So I say to you, my dear friends, think carefully on these words this time, and do not let the opportunity pass you by. It is up to each and every one of you. Because I tell you again that the help is at hand if you wish to use it. I will end this time by asking that we meet again, that we come close to each other at these times, and we give thanks for that opportunity. We ask that we come closer to that source of knowledge and love, which is part of us.